ScottSJWelfare.com. Final Days Report, episode 418. Meta builds China's AI. Why are we seeing this hearing? Why is this coming out? Are they taking us to a war, my friends, to consolidate the 10 kings? This is a deep one. I think we're watching big time wrestling and a playbook, and I'll prove it out during this VCast. But if you haven't heard, this is from the New York Post. Whistleblower claims Meta helped China develop advanced AI to outcompete American companies. Bombshell testimony. There's a hearing, my friends. So Sarah Wynne Williams, a former Meta executive and whistleblower who served as the director of public policy for Meta from 2011 to 2017, claims Meta collaborated with the Chinese Communist Party to advance Chinese AI capabilities. This included sharing Meta's AI model, their large language model, allegedly contributed to China's AI advancements, including military applications, developing tools like DeepSeek that competes with the U.S. AI models. A Chinese AI model rivaling OpenAI reportedly built with Meta's assistance, allegedly providing backdoor access to user data and testing censorship tools for the CCP. We know that they want the social credit score everywhere, and they test places. It's one big club, my friends, and we're not in it.
Sarah Wynne Williams worked for Facebook, now called Meta, for 7 years. Today she was on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. to testify about the tech titan. The former director of global public policy accused the company of working hand in glove with China's Communist Party, that executives ignored warnings about backdoor access to the data of users, including Americans, and said she was coming forward at great risk to herself.
I saw Meta executives repeatedly undermine U.S. national security and betray American values. Mark Zuckerberg pledged himself a free speech champion. Yet I witnessed Meta work hand in glove with the Chinese Communist
Party. Questioning from a Republican senator, Ms. Wynne Williams said Facebook briefed the CCP on artificial intelligence. But Meta has denied Ms. Wynne Williams' claims, saying Mark Zuckerberg had been open about an interest in offering services to China and that they do not operate there today, branding the testimony of their former employee divorced from reality and riddled with false claims.
She alleged that Meta developed censorship tools for the CCP and provided access to user data, including that of Americans. You can't make any of this up. Meta's activities reportedly involved both U.S. and Chinese operations, always uniting, just like Fauci sending gain-of-function to Wuhan. That's been proven through backdoor companies, including the secret initiative called Project Eldrin. So what is Project Eldrin? I had to look that up. Basically, Project Eldrin is a censorship tool for the CCP to suppress dissent and control information. Social credit score. Carbon tracker will be another one that will be offered in the future. Provide backdoor access to Meta user data, including that of American citizens. We just mentioned that. Share AI technologies such as Meta's large language model, which reportedly contributed to Chinese AI advancements, including military operations. Now, part of me wonders if they're consolidating artificial intelligence for one to rule the world, this beast system, this mark of the beast system. I just want to play this gentleman on his conversation with the U.S. government saying, we're going to squash and control artificial intelligence with just a few companies. Let's let him tell the story.
Meetings in D.C. in May where we talked to them about this, and the meetings were absolutely horrifying, and we came out basically deciding we had to endorse Trump.
What did you hear in those meetings?
AI is a technology basically that the government is going to completely control. This is not going to be a startup thing. They actually said flat out to us, don't do AI startups. Like, don't fund AI startups. It's not something that we're going to allow to happen. They're not going to be allowed to exist. There's no point. They basically said AI is going to be a game of two or three big companies working closely with the government, and we're going to basically wrap wrap them in a, you know, they, I'm paraphrasing, but we're going to basically wrap them in a government cocoon. We're going to protect them from competition. We're going to control them, and we're going to dictate what they do. And then I said, well, I said, I don't understand how you're going to lock this down so much, because like the math for, you know, AI is like out there and it's being taught everywhere. And, you know, they literally said, well, you know, during the Cold War, we classified entire areas of physics and took them out of the research community, and like entire branches of physics basically went dark and didn't proceed. And that if we decide we need to, we're going to do the same thing to the math underneath AI.
And, wow.
And I said, I've just learned two very important things. Because I wasn't aware of the former, and I wasn't aware that you were, you know, even conceiving of doing it to the latter.
We played the interview with somebody, I think he was a 17-year IT specialist in the military-industrial complex, and he said he's been working with AI forever, and it's so far more advanced than what they're slow rolling out to the public. So it's all a military operation, my friends, in our ministry's humble point of view. All right, we're going to get into Meta, just some thoughts. But folks, it's all a script for one AI or a couple AIs that communicate with each other to rule the world for this Mark of the Beast system, for this bio-digital convergence to hook you up to artificial intelligence. And we've talked so many reasons how they're going to sell this. Blind can see, paralyzed can walk, download any language you want, have the knowledge of Google at your fingertips. But it's read-write capability, you're going to lose your free will. Now, I'm going to play a video from True News where he basically goes on to say that Greenspan ran the Federal Reserve Bank in China. It's one big club. And again, the military-industrial complex, talking about artificial intelligence, said they sat him down and wanted to promote him, but they said, China is not our enemy. Stop thinking China is the boogeyman. It's all controlled, my friends. It's one big club, and we're not in it. Let's play True News.
And who did the Chinese come to for advice on rebuilding their economy in the 70s?
Greenspan.
That's right.
And I've told this story before. It's been quite some time. This is when I lived in Dallas, Fort Worth. So this would have been sometime before the end of 2005. And a successful businessman that knew me and supported our ministry called me and said, Rick, I bought a ticket to a banquet tomorrow night in downtown Dallas at such and such a hotel. And when he told me the name of the hotel, I thought, oh boy, this is going to be, you know, high cotton dock. It was a high price hotel. And I said, well, what can I do for you? He goes, well, I can't go, Rick. He said, I think he said $1,500 for the ticket. And this was back in 2003 or four. And that was a lot of money. And he said, I just thought I'd give it to you if you want it. I don't want to see it go to waste. I said, sure, I'd love to go to it. So I went to the banquet, and I was seated next to a senior Wells Fargo executive at the table. Table of 10.
This was about what year, Rick?
Somewhere around 2003 or four.
Okay.
And so we're having dinner, you know, it's like 10 people at each table. And so I'm engaging in conversation with the Wells Fargo senior executive and, you know, trying to keep up with the level of the conversation and impressing him with my knowledge of world affairs, you know. And I guess I did enough because he started to loosen up, kind of started talking like maybe I was one of the club members. You know, and he kind of made this offhanded remark, and he says, well, of course, you know, with Alan Greenspan managing both economies, the Chinese economy and the American economy. And I went, whoa, what did you say? And I saw him. I said, would you repeat that? He says, Greenspan, you know, he managed the Chinese economy and the American economy. And then he realized that I didn't know that. And he clammed up. I saw the look in his eyes, like, oh, you didn't know that. You're not one of us.
Now, the other thing with the story, it just reminds me of Trump's announcement of AI Stargate Day 2. We never heard anything about this. And what a $500 billion investment in our enslavement. And I've played the creepy Larry Ellison videos where he's like, oh, you want your so-called bathroom break? we're not going to turn off the cameras, but if we need to see what you're doing in the bathroom, we'll get a court order from a judge. It's an abomination, my friends. It's Big Brother on steroids. It's pre-crime. And then J.D. Vance is linked to Palantir. We talked about the AI gospel targeting system for Palestinians. Why did they call it the gospel? This is a seek and destroy system. This is pre-crime. This is your enslavement drawing nigh. But this is an interesting article from The Intercept, going back to Oracle and AI Stargate. Are they trying to consolidate Meta? Is Meta not playing ball? These are some things I was thinking about with why are we hearing this story? Is it all just theater to put us in World War III? Because there's so many proof points that we've talked about in our last VCast, how they want to move us to World War III to consolidate for the 10 kings of the Book of Revelation. But The Intercept is as follows: how Oracle sells repression in China. This is funny because Oracle is a bidder for TikTok, right? We have to stop TikTok. They need to control the algorithm. In its bid for TikTok, Oracle was supposed to prevent data from being passed to Chinese police. Instead, it's been marketing its own software for their surveillance work. It's all a magic trick. It's all sleight of hand. We're being told sleight of hand. My friends, war is a script. Death will be real, but it'll be scripted, my friends, because we've proven Chinese military-aged men, 1,000, one location, one night, came walking through the border. We covered that video. Got me actually kicked off TikTok twice, that video. But just thinking about this Meta hearing, why are we hearing it now? Because you have to remember, the news is so consolidated. What, six companies run 90% of all news? Right? The news is so scripted in our ministry's humble point of view that they're telling you what they want to tell you. So that, I think, my humble opinion, that they want to consolidate the technology into one AI god. Could be some satanic infighting, but the end goal is advanced AI could be used or will be used for monitoring and controlling populations, aligning with ideas of centralized power or the new world order. We heard it from that venture capitalist, my friends. And if you're into the actual bio-digital convergence, Internet of Things, Internet of Bodies, where all blades of grass will be measured, it will be a node on the Meta. Non-vaxxer 420 has a nice Rumble channel and Telegram channel. On the Telegram channel, people share very, very interesting articles and white papers. It gets a little technical, but let's read all. This is what he said to me. All the member states are working together towards AI for good, 6G, Internet of Bodies, next gen healthcare for the 2030 biodigital convergence under the banner of sustainability. So this hits the whole UN agenda. I mean, it's wicked. And what, 95% of people are falling into this nonsense? So I thought he made a pretty good point there. But let's get into how war is a script. Search war is a script, death will be real. More evidence. I did a brief on sjwellfire.com where literally The Economist magazine predicted the future of how Mexico could turn on the United States with Russia. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. And then it just played out like a movie script. But Revelation describes a time of global rule marked by control over commerce, the mark of the beast, and surveillance systems. AI advancements and tech partnerships are laying the groundwork for such systems. The emphasis on China's rise and its alignment with technological U.S. ties demonstrates it's one big club. That's something that I wrote on Telegram. And if you follow the last two, three podcasts, the tariff one especially, I did the quick math because I started reading articles that said these are not reciprocal tariffs. They're deficits. So it was percents versus real dollars. And I'm like, is Trump just burning it all down? And this is what Natural News said, Mike Adams, on a Telegram post. As a second witness, Trump has permanently broken the dollar. as history is written about the end of the U.S. empire and the end of the dollar. Trump's tariff war rug pull will be highlighted as a critical tipping point that revealed to the entire world that they cannot trust the dollar of the U.S. So when the dollar loses its global reserve currency status, all those dollars in circulation, I think it's a quarter of the dollars, if memory serves correctly, are going to come home. You think inflation is bad now? He goes on to say Trump lied to us about the tariffs charged by other countries. China was never charging a 67% tariff on the U.S. That's what we said. That's another Trump lie. It was really a trade imbalance. An imbalance is different than a tariff rate. He dishonestly labeled a tariff. And witches, warlocks, Satanists have to tell you what they're going to do to you so the karma doesn't fall back on their head with predictive programming. And the Simpsons, they've gotten it right so often. This just came across my feed of Trump burning it down in 2025. And we've shown, go back on a couple VCasts, The Economist magazine, Make China Great Again, Trump with a gas can burning the U.S. dollar down, the 1988 cover, One World Currency. That is this goal. That's the goal. This mark of the beast blockchain financial system. Lucifer has but a short time, my friends. Let's play this video.
The Simpsons predict the U.S. will be in trouble in 2025, and Springfield becomes part of a major crisis spreading across the country. It all starts when Lisa watches the news about widespread power outages, empty store shelves, and rising prices. Gas stations run out of fuel, grocery stores impose purchase limits, and ATMs stop dispensing money.
We will see, my friends. 2025 Deagle Report, 78 to 80% of Western nations, according to the Deagle Report, are going to go missing. How? Are they on schedule? It's all in God's hands, my friends. Make sure you tighten up your faith in Christ. Now, I thought this was interesting. So we have Doge cutting everything. All of a sudden, Trump approves or trying to approve a $1 trillion war budget. And then we have the Panama Canal that seems very, very aggressive. I'm going to play a video of Trump talking about secret weapons that nobody has. There was somebody that actually has a newsletter. His name escapes me. I know he's like in Utah or Idaho. He said World War III will break out and China and Russia will attack and then the United States will break out their secret weapons. Many Christians have had dreams of the United States being invaded. I don't think they're going to conquer all the United States. I've had a dream, safe places in the United States. But it's interesting when you start hearing what people are saying. Could these be scalar weapons, dark matter weapons? What is Trump talking about? And it reminds me of Kissinger's comment, we have much greater weapons than nukes.
And we're very powerful. This country is very powerful. Let me tell you, it's far more powerful than people understand. We have weaponry that nobody has any idea what it is, and it is the most powerful weapons in the world that we have. More powerful than anybody, even not even close. So nobody's going to do that, but I think that if that's what you're referring to, maybe it's not. But just
I don't want to get into the debate. Are nukes real? I've seen some videos on that are quite interesting, but let's play this.
Mr. President, we just got back from Panama last night. We were at the Panama Canal with our Southcom commander ships, F-18s, troops, and signed a couple of historic deals. One which is with the Panama Canal Authority, a framework for U.S. vessels, first and free, through the Panama Canal. And then also a memorandum of understanding with their security minister for the presence of U.S. troops. Fort Sherman is an old U.S. base there, as well as their naval station and air station, jointly with Panama, to secure the Panama Canal from Chinese influence. That's something you said, we're taking back the canal. China's had too much influence. Obama and others let them creep in. We, along with Panama, are pushing them out, sir. And so we had a very successful trip there. President Molino sends his regards, very complimentary of the U.S. As he's a great ally, and I think they want the communist Chinese out. And with our troops there partnering with their forces, we've got a chance to push them all the way out, sir.
I remember when I first woke up years ago, around 2007, 2008, I remember hearing stories about the Chinese influence in ports. California rings a bell. I might need to research that. Maybe we should take care of home if there's influence. But it just seems aggressive. $1 trillion budget. Last VCast I played, China talking about this trade war could lead to war. But I get script vibes. I honestly get script vibes. Then we have Iran. Iran has the nukes. I've given my testimony two or three times. I heard that in the 70s as a kid, couldn't sleep for 2 weeks from somebody in the military industrial complex, went to West Point, friends of my dad said, we got to stop Iran from getting the nukes. I just saw a headline from 1984. You know, I was much younger when I heard it. But this is where it gets nefarious. It just gets nefarious. It's wings of the same bird. And if you think Trump is good, go to SJ Wildfire and just search Trump. Search Elon. I cover how he wants to censor the net, red gun flag laws. The list goes on and on, right? This bio-digital tracking to stop the leaky borders. That'll be turned on you, my friends, with the military-industrial complex, the spy grid. George Orwell, 1984, on steroids. But look at this announcement. We've been warning for 4 years about the ID 2020. Their goal is ID 2020, which is the mark of the beast system, where you can't do anything. You can't bank. You can't do anything without your papers, please, which will morph into the complete mark of the beast, the final stage. And you'll probably, I know you'll be hooked up to artificial intelligence. You will be connected to the Antichrist in this AIB system. And you'll be worshiping a hologram in our ministry's humble point of view. But new administration, same agenda. If you don't have your real ID, you're not going to fly.
Hi, I'm Christine Ulm, the United States Secretary of Homeland Security. If you plan on traveling, we need your help to prevent delays and to prove your identity. Get a real ID. Starting May 7th, you will need a real ID to travel by air or to visit federal buildings in the United States. These IDs keep our country safe because they help prevent fraud and they enhance security. Please do your part to protect our country. Go today and don't delay. To learn more, go to dhs.gov/real-ID. Thank you.
Baby steps to enslave you, my friends. Wings of the same bird. And I'm telling you, is everybody compromised by the woman? And if you follow our ministry, I think the woman of the book of Revelation is Jerusalem. I prove it out through scripture. Obviously, we have to watch Rome. Very, very powerful. But there's so many proof points. The woman is Jerusalem. Check out some of those old VCasts. And I must admit, of all the pastors and teachers I listen to, I don't agree with everything they say. So you don't have to agree with me 100% either. But is everybody compromised, my friends? We did the podcast, How and Why Trump Will Censor the Net, Epstein and Me. Basically, he said he never flew with Epstein, or the pictures were fake with his daughter on the Epstein plane. And I played a news broadcast that said he's flown on that plane a ton. We've talked about the interview with True News with a witness, how Trump was always at the Epstein mansion in New York and there were cameras in every room. I think they have dirt on the dude, but let's play this.
Yesterday, RFK Jr. addressed the public about a measles outbreak, saying that there are 642 confirmed cases across 22 states. He said that in early March, he deployed a CDC team to bolster capacity for response and to supply pharmacies and clinics with needed MMR vaccines and other medicines and medical supplies. He concluded by stating that the most effective way to prevent the spread of measles is the MMR vaccine, I've spoken to Governor Abbott, and I've offered HHS's continued support. At his request, we have redeployed CDC teams to Texas. We will continue to follow Texas's lead and to offer similar resources to other affected jurisdictions. The power of rhetoric is that it seems to work without fail in every election. And so many are surprised to see this complete reversal to what he was saying before the 2024 election.
If your kids were young now, would you give them the measles, the mumps vaccine?
No. I got measles, mumps when I was a kid. It was
lots of people die from them, used to die from those diseases.
Well, you know what? They died in the 1900s or early 1900s. There were about 10,000 Americans a year who died. In 1964, there was about 300 or 400 who died, and they were almost all severely malnourished kids, mainly from the Mississippi Delta. This was before the poverty program, so there was a lot of starving children in our country. It's very, very hard to kill a healthy child with any infectious disease, but particularly with measles. And the World Health Organization now says vitamin A is an absolute cure for measles, which we didn't know about back then. Back then, you know, we were treated with chicken soup, and it was, you know, a week at home watching Leave It to Beaver, and every kid caught it. Every single kid got it, and I had 11 brothers and sisters, and we all got it, and we were all fine. And there are lots and lots of studies out there now that show that kids who get measles as a child are much healthier when they grow up, that they're much more resistant to cancers, to atopic diseases, to allergies, and to heart disease. Nobody died in Samoa from measles. They were dying from a bad vaccine. And the vaccine was imported from Australia and given to people who had measles, which is not recommended. The same measles outbreak hit Tonga, which is the neighboring island, and nobody died because they didn't get the vaccine.
RFK Jr. admitted to being on Jeffrey Epstein's plane three times.
You weren't ever on Jeffrey Epstein's jet, were you?
I was on Jeffrey Epstein's jet two times. I was on it in 1993, and I was on it and I went to Florida with my wife and two children to visit my mom over Easter. My wife had some kind of relationship with Ghislaine Maxwell.
He said his wife was friends with Ghislaine Maxwell, whose father, Robert Maxwell, was a Zionist and a high-level spy for Israel and Mossad. And like all of the MAGA Maha cabinet, loyalty to Israeli Zionism is first and foremost. Everything else is just rhetoric. While Israel beats the drums for war with Iran, the U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services prescribes the MMR vaccine to keep Americans dead and confused. Greg Reese reporting.
Think about the immune systems that have been compromised with as the days of Noah Devil Juice that we saw. I'm just saying, my friends, immune systems are shot. All right, the last story I want to cover, I just find this symbolic. This story on how they're resurrecting the dire wolf from CNN. But this is where it gets interesting. Citing dire wolves, Trump's team aims to cut endangered species protections from the Washington Post. Trump's team cites wolf de-extinction as it seeks to cut the wolf from the endangered species list. Isn't that telling? The wolf is on the prowl. They're raising it up from the dead with DNA as the days of Noah. All this reminds me of Matthew 10:16, behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Let's read a little bit more, too, in terms of this DNA manipulation. Colossal scientists extracted ancient DNA from two dire wolf fossils, a tooth from Sheridan Pit, Ohio. And this is funny, about 13,000 years old. I think the earth is 6,000 years old. and an inner ear bone from American Falls, Idaho, roughly 72,000 years old. 20 genes of the gray wolf were edited with this DNA to include dire wolf traits in gray wolf cells. It's an abomination. They're playing God. The rise of the wolf is the wolf on the prowl, my friends. So a deep one. Why is Meta coming out now, the whistleblower? Are they spanking Meta? Are they going to try to take control of their system, as we talked with the financier? What's going on there? We're ramping up for war. We have secret weapons that nobody knows about. True news, we run the Chinese Federal Reserve Bank, at least Greenspan did. But if he helps set it up, stockholders are probably from the club, the global club out of London. Not buying any of it, my friends. Be wise, be blessed, have no fear, pray. And our leaders, are they just compromised? God bless.